Wake up and breathing deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait.
A blessed morning on WWDB for inspiration and religion with Cantor Scott Borsky. I hope everyone had a blessed week filled with many successes and achievements. We certainly know that all of our children and grandchildren and children in our community have started school already, and we bless them for a year of success, for achievement, to fulfill all their goals, their dreams and inspirations. And as we always do, we begin with a blessing on this blessed Sunday morning. We say to the children, may you live to see your world fulfilled. May your destiny be for worlds still to come. And may you trust in generations past and yet to be. May your heart be filled with intuition. May your words be filled with insight. May songs of praise ever be upon your tongue. And your vision be on a straight path before you. May your eyes shine with the light of holy words, and your face reflect the brightness of the heavens. May your lips ever speak wisdom, and your fulfillment be in righteousness, even as you ever yearn to hear the words of God. So may all the children in our community have a fabulous year. May they achieve beyond their wildest dreams in school, out school, in all their extracurricular activities, and may they bring blessings to our community. And on that, we can all say, amen. You know, on this Sunday, or whenever you are watching or listening, either on podcast or on my social media, today on Sunday is Grandparents' Day. And Grandparents' Day, September the 12th, is certainly a blessed day to give thanks. If you are blessed enough to have grandparents still alive in your life, and it is certainly a blessing to have grandparents, and for those of you who do, we give thanks and gratitude to God for allowing our grandparents to live to the age that we can appreciate them, that we can learn from them, that we can find knowledge from their actions, from their lives, because we are here because they were there. And for those of you no longer that have grandparents in your lives, this is a time to remember them, because you stand on their shoulders. You stand in their trials and tribulations. You stand in their joy and their happiness. And you stand in the lessons that they teach you from generation to generation. And may their memories always be a blessing to you and all generations to come. So happy Grandparents' Day today on Sunday, September the 12th. Have a blessed day. And hopefully, if you have grandparents that are still blessed to be on this earth, that you get to visit them and you get to spend time in love with all your hearts, your souls, and your minds. And we also know that yesterday, on September 11th, was the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It certainly means a different thing to all of us, but hopefully this is something that we can remember, that we come together and remember, and we cherish those who perished on that day. And we say prayers and blessings for their families and for them. Certainly we know that since 9/11, 20 years ago, 10,000 were killed. That is the 3,000 that were killed on that day, and 7,000 soldiers since that day in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we remember those 10,000 today on the week of 9/11, and we read to them and we read for them a prayer called We Remember Them. And if you would like to join with the words, we remember them. Those words come at the end of every stanza. In the rising of the sun and in its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening of buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. In the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. So long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us, as we will always remember them. And on 9/11, the 20th anniversary, and each and every day, we remember them. We remember them who died on that day, and we remember the first responders who died on that day or died after that due to health issues and causes that they received, running into the emergency as many were running out. And we bless their memories from this day forth, and there should never be a day that we wake up that we don't remember them. For again, so long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us, as we will always remember them. And it gives us the opportunity as we come together to remember them. If there are any issues that as Americans we should all come together with, it should be the blessings of remembering 9/11 20 years ago, and of course never forget. And we should remember to do good to each other, because we never know when this will be our last day. We never know when this will be the last time that we ever get to share blessings with those who we come into contact with each and every day. For as we always say, the only God that someone ever sees on a daily basis may be the God in you and the God in me. So remember 9/11 this day and every day as we share our blessings with our community, with our country, and our world, as we all say, Amen. So those of the Jewish religion, those of the Jewish faith, and many of us know that just a few days ago was Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and in a few days from now is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Now, certainly Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, but it comes this year at a time that is just not the Jewish New Year. It's the New Year where we begin school. It's the New Year when many go back to work. So it's a new year in many ways for all of us. And it is a time to start fresh, to start anew. Especially for Rosh Hashanah, we start with a pure heart. We start with a pure soul. That is why during the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those are known as the 10 days of awe. That's when the gates of heaven are opened and God is closer to us than any time during the year. And the most important part about these 10 days of awe is the ability to create a returning to God in our hearts and souls and our minds. The Hebrew term for that is teshuvah or tshuva. And all religions have a concept and a goal of returning closer to God. And I always teach my students and in all my classes that certainly God wants us to be good. And many of us are good. You know, certainly there are people who are not good. There is evil in this world. But thankfully and with full gratitude, 99.99999% of people are good. But the only thing with that is that God doesn't want us just to be good. You know, many people, I'm good. I'm a good person. I do good things every day. I treat people well. I'm a good person. But that is not the goal in life. The goal in life is to be righteous. So what is the difference between being good and being righteous? Well, being righteous is being good times a million. Being righteous means to become closer to God. And being good can make you closer to God, but not necessarily. But being righteous creates a closeness to God. So what is righteousness? It is fulfilling the laws and the commandments of our holy books. If you're Jewish, the Old Testament, which we call the Torah. If you are Christian, it's the New Testament and all the scriptures. We have the Psalms, we have Proverbs, we have the books of Judges. We have all our holy scriptures. And following those laws of God and the righteousness that we find in the words creates the righteousness within us. So in this new start of the new year for all of us, of all religions, of all cultures, of all backgrounds and creeds, we know that it is our goal this year, each and every day, to get closer to God, to have what at least we call in Judaism teshuvah, a returning to God. But whatever religion you may be, or no religion, it is appropriate to create the righteousness within yourself. And when you do that, you create the righteousness among all of us. And how do you do that? Well, you do good deeds each and every day to bring godliness into those that you come into contact with each and every day and every program that we speak about and that you join me with on WWDB 860 Talk or on podcast 24/7 at WWDBAM.com. We always speak about good deeds that are sent to me, and thank you. Please contact me with any of the righteous activities that your children or grandchildren or neighbors or any children that you know in our community are doing. It would be an honor to speak about them on this inspiration and religious program, to share the good news, the good word, with all of us to bring joy into our hearts this week. I talk about one of my students. Her name is Abby. And Abby is going through the process of becoming a bat mitzvah, a daughter of the commandments. And all of my students have to fulfill what we call a mitzvah project. That is a commandment in the Torah that makes our world a better place, our community more righteous. So Abby, I am so proud of this week. She got together with some friends and she had a peanut butter and jelly party to make our world a better place. And what do I mean by that? Her and a few of her friends and her family, they got together to make 150 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and she took them to a blessed charity called Unforgotten Haven. And that's in Blackwood, New Jersey. And Unforgotten Haven is a homeless outreach to fulfill all the needs that those in our community who are homeless need. And she brought all the sandwiches to them so they could be given to those who are in need. And that just made my heart grow 100 times with joy. And it was a lovely action and deed to bring righteousness to the world. So again, if you know a child in our community, Philly, South Jersey, Greater Philadelphia, who has done or is in the process of doing an act of righteousness, please, please contact me at cantorsborski@gmail.com, C-A-N-T-O-R-S as my first initial of Scott, Borski, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y @gmail.com. It would be an honor to announce their goodness. And it is certainly also an honor to announce the goodness of our sponsor for this blessed morning, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself and for others. Think no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located on Route 38 in Mount Laurel. They have been serving our blessed community, all cultures, all religions, all faiths since 1992. Their brand new facility is unlike any other funeral home in our area, and I can personally judge for that. I've been there many, many times and have spoken and met and worked with those wonderful folks at the Mount Laurel Home for Funeral, and they are certainly terrific. Please call them today if you are in need of prearranging or a current funeral at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, License 3796. So we bless them with all of our hearts. So as I was coming to the studio this morning, we are in Ballykinwood, beautiful Ballykinwood off of City Line. The flooding is gone, and I was able to make it here like I usually do. And that is a blessing, and it's a blessing to all of us that the waters of the flood have receded just like after Noah's Ark, and people are allowed to travel the way they're used to with none of the detours. And that is a blessing to all of us. And of course, there's always traffic. But instead of getting upset, getting mad at the traffic, I am often, I know it sounds a little bit weird, but I always bless the traffic, because what that means is that there are so many people out fulfilling their goals, fulfilling their achievements, fulfilling all of the wonders and miracles of their daily life, either going to work or taking their children someplace or going shopping and helping the retailers, going to stores and helping those who own the stores make a living, or going on errands for your family or for your loved ones or for your parents. That is a blessing that we are out. And what does it mean that we are out? It means that we are filled with health, that we are healthy enough to be out, that we are healthy enough to go out and do all the wonders in our community and be amongst those who are also healthy. So when I see traffic and when I am in traffic, certainly sometimes you get a little bit annoyed, but put your mind towards, hey, I'm out, I'm healthy, the sun is shining, and it is a beautiful day. And if you think that way, you will always be blessed when you go out, and even if you are tempted to get a little bit annoyed by the traffic. And on that, on that, we can always say amen. You know, part of my Synagogue Without Walls that I run and I founded throughout our community of Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey, the Synagogue Without Walls has a charity program in it. It's called Cantor Scott's Charities. And it is a blessing that I get to fulfill and bring godliness into those in need in our community. And at this time of the year, certainly one of the needs is school supplies. You know, many in our community do not have the finances for school supplies. And did you know that on average, teachers spend $700 a year on school supplies for their children? And it is certainly a blessing that they do, but they should not have to. And Cantor Scott's Charities have many, many school supplies still in stock. So if you have a family in our area that needs school supplies for their children, please, please contact me. It would be an honor to provide the school supplies for those in need. I know they can certainly be expensive, and not everyone has. So if you know of a family, or if you are a family in need, please contact me at cantorsborski@gmail.com. It would be an honor to speak with you about getting you school supplies so your children can have a blessed year and a successful year filled with achievements this year. And on that, we can always say amen. You know, whether you're watching on podcast or whether you're listening live on Sunday morning or any of my social media such as TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, just look up Cantor Scott Borski on any social media. You will find me. We know this week is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. What does atonement mean? Well, atonement is not just for if you're Jewish, it's for if you're any faith or religion or background. Atonement is for all of us. And atonement is simply saying, I'm sorry. And that's the most important part on Yom Kippur, to say I'm sorry, to make amends. Now, you know that anyone can say I'm sorry. They can speak it. That's not the most important part about saying I'm sorry. And anyone can say that. The most important part, as you know, is to mean it. To mean it. So when we go to services on Yom Kippur, we think about all of the people that we said something to or we did something to that we really should not have done to. And it is our responsibility to either go up to that person, to call that person, to email that person, or to get in touch with them any way that you choose. But the most important thing is that you get in touch with them and you say, do you remember the time when I said this or I did this? I just want to let you know that I am sincerely sorry with all my heart. And when that person that you did or said something to that you should not have receives the message that you are sorry, they have two choices. They can accept your atonement and forgive you, or they don't have to forgive you. That is up to them. And in Judaism, we are taught that if they say, I don't forgive you, you have to come back to them at a later time for a second time and say, do you remember that time I did or said something? I just want to tell you again that I am sorry. And in Judaism, again, we are taught that that person has two choices. They can then say, okay, I forgive you. Or for a second time, they can say, I do not forgive you. And that's okay. That's their prerogative. They can say they don't forgive you. That's up to them. And we are taught by our rabbis that once again, for the third time, that we need to go up to that person and say, please forgive me. Remember what I said or did from my heart. I am very sorry. Please accept my apology. Now, again, that person has the opportunity to say, okay, I forgive you. Or for the third time, that person can certainly say, I don't forgive you. And at that point, our rabbis say that you have done everything in your heart that you can do. You've asked for forgiveness sincerely and truthfully three times. If the other person does not accept your forgiveness after that, that is up to them. But you have done everything that you could do from your heart, and the rest, my friends, is up to God to judge. Because we know that God is the ultimate judge and God is the final judge. And on that, of course, we can say amen. So we did this a few weeks ago. If you were watching on podcast, but if you're listening on the radio, I am holding a shofar. And if I would ask you how your new year is going so far, whether it's in school, whether it's at work, whether it is anywhere that you may be, how's your new year so far? There's always a comic response that the person says, shofar, show good. So if I come up to you this week and say, how's your new year so far? You say, shofar, show good. And I would like to blow the shofar if you are watching, listening on radio, you know that a shofar is a ram's horn. And that goes back to the story of Abraham in the Old Testament, in the Bible, what we call the Torah. And when Abraham was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac, because of love and faith, he went to do that out of commitment to God. But then an angel came down and said, "Don't you touch that boy instead. Give as a gift to God the first animal that you see when you turn around, stuck in the thicket, stuck in the bushes." And of course, Abraham turned around and there was a ram. So a ram's horn is a symbol of our commitment, our faith, our duty, our blessing to love God, as we read that it is a commandment to love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and all our might. So on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar as a wake-up call to our bodies, to our souls, to wake up to this fresh new year in purity, in love, being cleansed with all of the sins that we have done in the year that has gone by. And when you hear the shofar, is if there is ever a time, and we all go through these times when are not, which are not so good during the year, our down times, our negative times, our sad times. We are to think of the call of the shofar to wake up our heart, our soul, and our mind with the knowledge that God is always with us. There is a term in Hebrew called Emmanuel. Mostly all cities have churches and synagogues that are named Emmanuel, or Manuel, or temple, or congregation, Emmanuel. And that means Emmanuel, that God is with us. So whenever you have a negative time, please know that God is with us. As we hear the sound of the shofar that I will end with, and thank you for joining me on WWDB this beautiful Sunday morning. And always remember those who perished 9/11 20 years ago. They are in our hearts, our souls, and our minds each and every day. We end in their memory with the call of the shofar. Everyone have a blessed day and a blessed week to all. A blessed day to all of my friends.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning light.